Bedtime Bites presents The Dragon Who Collected Dreams. High above the sleepy village of Willowbrook, in a cave made entirely of clouds, lived a small dragon named Maple. Unlike other dragons who collected gold or jewels, Maple collected something much more special: dreams. Maple wasn't very big. In fact, she was about the size of a golden retriever, with scales that shimmered like autumn leaves, orange, red, and the most beautiful golden brown. Her wings sparkled with tiny stars that had gotten stuck there when she was just a hatchling, and her eyes glowed soft and purple like twilight. Every night when children fell asleep, their dreams would float up into the sky like colorful bubbles. Happy dreams were pink and glittery. Adventure dreams were bright blue with silver swirls. Silly dreams bounced around like spotted balloons, and the very best dreams, the magical ones full of wonder, shone like little rainbows. Maple had a very important job. She would soar through the night sky with her special dream net made of moonbeams and stardust, gently catching dreams that had nowhere to go. You see, some dreams were so beautiful that they shouldn't just disappear when morning came. They needed to be saved and shared. In her cloud cave, Maple kept thousands of dreams in soft, glowing jars. She had organized them very carefully on shelves made of solidified starlight. There were jars labeled Flying Dreams, Talking Animal Dreams, Chocolate River Dreams, and Best Friend Dreams. But Maple's favorite jar was labeled Mysterious Dreams, the ones that surprised even her. One particular Tuesday evening, as the moon rose big and bright, Maple noticed something unusual. A dream was floating up from Willowbrook, but it wasn't like any dream she'd seen before. It was gray and small and flickering, like a candle about to go out. "Oh my," Maple whispered, swooping down quickly. She caught the fragile dream in her gentle claws. It was cool to the touch and barely glowing at all. Maple knew exactly which child this dream belonged to, a little girl named Sophie, who lived in the blue house by the bakery. Maple had collected many of Sophie's dreams before, wonderful dreams about dancing with dolphins and building castles in the clouds. But tonight, something was wrong. Carefully cradling the dim dream, Maple flew down to Sophie's window. She peered inside and saw Sophie sleeping, but her face looked worried, even in sleep. On Sophie's bedside table was a photo of her grandmother, and Maple suddenly understood. Sophie missed someone very much, and it made even her dreams feel sad. Maple's heart grew warm with caring. She looked at the gray dream in her claws and thought very hard. Then she had an idea, a wonderful, magical idea. She flew as fast as her starry wings could carry her back to her cloud cave. Maple searched through her collections until she found exactly what she needed, one of Sophie's happy dreams from last summer, golden and bright, full of laughter. She found another dream about hugging someone special, soft and pink and warm like a cozy blanket. With her special dragon magic, which mostly involved kind thoughts and a bit of sparkly breath, Maple carefully wove the old, happy dreams together with the new sad dream. She mixed them gently, like stirring honey into tea, until something amazing happened. The gray dream began to glow. It transformed into the most beautiful dream Maple had ever seen. It was gold and pink and silver all at once, with tiny sparkles of memory and love swirling inside. It had sadness in it, yes, but also joy and connection and the special feeling of love that never goes away, even when someone is far away. Maple flew back to Sophie's window and very carefully, very gently, she breathed the new dream through the glass. It floated down like a feather and settled into Opie's sleeping mind.